The Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Dr. Spork's 3D Terrain. From retro greenskin outposts to elven fortresses and obelisks, this is hands down the best nostalgic scenery you'll find out there, and all at stupidly reasonable prices. Check it out for yourself by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/spork, that's S-P-O-R-K, and turn your tabletop into a scene from White Dwarf circa 1994. Andy Chambers not included. Brought to you by bedroombattlefields.com, this is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here, and it's a hobby update episode. We've been taking your voice clips throughout the month of April 2026, and we've got a good selection as ever. Let's get right into it.
Hi Matthew, it's Keith here from Sussex, and I've been listening to your podcast for a long time, since the very early days, and I've been meaning to give you a hobby update for a long time as well. I'm finally getting around to doing one, so here we go with it. I'm really been back into the hobby for the last few years. As a kid, I loved HeroQuest and Advanced HeroQuest, used to play that a lot. So since getting back in, I found a mate that's up for gaming, and I've been creating a campaign for Advanced HeroQuest. With life getting in the way as it does, we've not played any of it for well over a year now, so I've been working frantically as we've got a game set up this coming weekend, and I've been painting up various bits of terrain and a load of enemies, including some Ossiarch Bone Reapers from Warhammer Age of Sigmar that I'm going to use to hopefully defeat some of his heroes. So yeah, looking forward to that. It's be good to get a game back in soon, and I'm not on the Discord, but that's something I might have to amend soon. It's not something I've ever done, but maybe I'll check it out. It does sound like a good place, and maybe there'll be someone else local to me that's up for some gaming. Anyway, keep up the great work on the podcast, and I'll try and update next month as to how the game went.
Hello, everyone. Callum, a.k.a. Dr. Spork here. Not a bad month, hobby-wise. Finally got my much-delayed tower released, my test print of which went off to Johnny Watson's Battle of Wynnum Hill to be presented to the best painted army. Unsurprisingly, it went to the very talented Dread Paints. I look forward to seeing how he gets on with that. And I have now got stuck into Carrick Spork, some dwarven scenery which will hopefully help Jason build his massive table for Boyle this year. So keep an eye out for that. On the painting table, I have painted some reinforcements for my 10mm undead army, now bolstered with some zombies, giant bats, a huge catapult, and whilst I have not yet painted it, I may have found a good model for a 10mm Jeff. And, with those painted, I lined them up with the rest of my army against Dick Longfellow in a game of Hobgoblin with Matthew. And I'm pleased to report Matthew's little dick took quite a beating. Plans for the next month are a sizeable game of fantasy at the weekend, more work on Carrick Spork, and knuckle down on getting my Gene Stealer cult finished, as they have to go blueberry picking in August. And I have just ordered some reinforcements from Hybrid Miniatures. Once again, cheers for your excellent work with the podcast, Matthew, and as always, I look forward to listening to what you lot have been up to. Catch you next month.
Hi, Matthew and listeners. Mark Wolfenshrew checking in with my April update. I can safely say that April 2026 has been the most productive hobby month in my admittedly limited hobby history. This is largely due to the wonders of the Easter break. As a teacher in the UK, this is by far my favourite holiday, since we rarely plan too much in as a family. It's therefore an excellent chance to get some hobby projects completed. I think this year's been particularly productive, since my son is taking a vested interest in the hobby, and that's encouraging me. On the painting desk, I've managed to get all of my remaining Kings of War Undead minis painted up. Just a few units of dwarves to get done now, and I'll have two fully painted armies ready for a Kings of War 3rd edition game, balanced at around 900 points, I hope to play over the summer. I also picked up a fun little game from Mantic's early days, Dwarf King's Hold. This has proven to be the perfect mix of dungeon crawler and skirmish game, which my son, who's just turned 11, thoroughly enjoyed. This is going to be a regular fixture in our gaming rotation now, and we're both looking forward to playing some of the more complex scenarios towards the end of the rulebook. Finally, I spent an enjoyable afternoon, during the Easter holidays, carving up a load of old scrap foam I've been hoarding, turned it into several hills and scatter terrain which were vaguely rock-shaped. I've discovered the joy of Mod Podge too, which I hope will preserve the newly formed terrain for a while. Making this terrain reminded me how much I love this part of the hobby, and I must do some more. I've got some cheap trees from Temu, which have been sat in my drawer for over a year, which I need to spruce up a little bit and make look a little bit more interesting. I think that's my next project. As always, I thank you for the varied and inspiring content of your podcast. I look forward to hearing what everyone else has been busy with this month.
Hi, Matthew. Your local neighbourhood Bruce here, aka Roll for Wounds on the Discord, making my submission again because I accidentally gave away a spoiler on my faction's intentions during the global campaign, which is annoying. So that's 5-minute rambling voice note you'll never hear. Anyway, what have I been up to in my hobby? I'm afraid the answer is the same as it's been for many months now, which is designing, playtesting, and producing the game that you've never heard of or played or seen. But that is what I'm doing. I'm deep in the bowels of game making. And to give you a little mini designer diary, the rules that I've created for this game have been pretty thoroughly playtested by now. I'm very happy with them. There's a little bit of polish to add, but when isn't there really? But it is amazing to play it now, however many, goodness knows how many times I've done it, but to play it with different people and watch it click. And unless everyone's being extremely polite to me, and I don't think they are, it's a proper game that's playable with rules and balance and fluff and explosive events. So that's good. Where am I at with the process? Having done the rules, I've now got the gargantuan task of writing all the scenarios and the fluff, getting the artwork done, getting the graphic design done, some of which I can do, some of which I need help with. But I'm very much shifting from the mechanical side to the creative side, just to wrap it all up in a bow before I move on to the practical side of components and cardstock and all that fun, which I suspect will be quite tedious once I start to realize the ergonomic realities of what I've dreamed up. But anyway, that's where I'm at with my game. I apologize. I keep repeating myself in these updates. You know, what am I up to? Making a game. Well, as I'm afraid that is what I'm doing. So there we are. I'm enjoying the global campaign that Jason's concocted. I'm struggling to keep up a little bit, but that's just my relationship with Discord. But I have a pretty good idea of where my faction is and what their intentions are, or at least what I hope they'll do. And I'm going to do some games this month. I don't know what games they'll be, but I'll be doing a game or two just to represent them in the field of battle. So anyway, that's really great fun. And I will try and hunker down and just digest it a little more. It's just messages flying up and down. It's very hard to keep up with sometimes, but it's a testament to the community you've fostered. Anyway, I'm going to go now and do some work and then do some play, which is to say I'm going to playtest my game again. And then that's it. Wish you all well and have a lovely May bank holiday ahead for those who celebrate it.
Hi, it's Dave calling in with my hobby update for April. I'm out for a dog walk with a dog. So I had thought that I hadn't really been up to much this month, but of course I caught myself on because I have. I had a whole list of minis on the patent desk, which I've realized I've been up to this month. So it started off early on in the month. I was talking to Dan Adam on Paint All the Minis about Necromunda. Head over there, you can listen to that. That got me thinking of a couple of old Goliath that I had, which I had shaved bald at one point in my youth, and we were talking about that on the Minis chat in the Bedroom Battlefields Discord. So I decided to do a wee tutorial on green stuff sculpting mohawks back onto them. So they got their hair back, which was nice. Also, my son has been looking to get into the Miller Strategy Battle game. So we have been painting up a wee bit of Rohan and a wee bit of Army of the Dead. And I also put together a Stone of Iraq objective marker made out of a Christmas bauble, which turned out really well. I did painted like a marble effect kind of thing on it, which worked quite well. I'm quite happy with that. Also been mucking about with crunching up eggshells for basing material. So a wee bit of eggshell and sand mixed onto the base. I put it on a troll base. Worked really well. Works a lot better on like a bigger base, like if we've got a monster size base. So that was great. Happy with how that turned out. Also been working through just wee bits and pieces as I go for playing some Space Weirdos bands. So I painted up a Croot. I painted up one of the Banshees that Ed gave me as well. And haven't done any more Lamenters this month, but they're still on the board. Painted up, what do you call them, Treebeard, the Ent. And I had a bunch of old Made of Sticks DIY tree men from years ago that I green stuff sculpted some. There's a mad next door neighbor dog, doesn't appear to appreciate people recording audio feedback in his back garden. So I had DIY tree men that I put some faces on with green stuff and painted them up as well, and finished it all off by painting an old goblin rock lobber. So that's been everything on the painting desk this month. I've played one game this month. I should probably see how that's to be reported if necessary. And then of course, that ties into the Siege of Carrick's Fork, which has been an absolute brilliant thing to jump into this month. I had deleted a couple of like mobile app games that I was just spending way too much time on my phone, kind of wasting my time on those. And I think just getting into this campaign this month has kind of filled that gap a wee bit. So I'm maybe a wee bit too obsessed. I've jumped in a bit too, both feet first and head first at the same time. But it's really great. It's exciting and inspiring. I've been looking at the old, like the previous battle reports from the campaigns and, you know, looking at them just for some inspiration, some background on it, which has been really fun. It's been inspiring me to write some stuff and have a bit of fun that way too. So yeah, I'm really enjoying that, and it's really great sort of just meeting some of the other guys in the Discord who I don't probably hang around in the same, you know, threads with. So getting some new connections there with the Bedroom Battlefield community as well, which is really cool. So yeah, thanks for the pod, thanks for the community. And thanks to Jason, Mark and Ed for the Carrick's Fork campaign, which has gotten off to a great start. So excited for that to continue. Cheers. Talk to you all soon. Thanks.
I'm going nowhere, Matthew. Literally, I'm on the ring road in Wolverhampton. I thought I'd call in with my hobby update for April. It's been a great month. What's happened? Not a lot of painting, almost actually no painting, in fact. Putting some models together, a bit of gluing, a bit of spray priming, that kind of thing, but no actual proper painting. However, it's been quite a bit of gaming, so I've had two or three games, the biggest and best of which was the amazing Call of the Crown game that Johnny Watson held over in Nottingham a couple of weekends ago. And there was about 13 or 14 of us, something like that, maybe more. And it was a massive game of Warhammer. Went on all day in a pub, in a room above a pub. We had lunch there, and it, great to meet loads of new people, catch up with some old friends. It was really lovely day. And nice to meet people in person that I'd only met online as well. So yeah, that was fantastic. And then of course we've had the kicking off of the mega global participation campaign, The Fate of Carrack's Spork, which Jason has has been masterfully putting together and games mastering, and it's been brilliant to see all that coming together and just how many people have got involved across the whole community. You know, we've got over 40 players, which is just phenomenal, really. And that build up to the big game of Bring Out Your Lead is ever increased and improved by just how people have got involved in this campaign. So really exciting. There's more games on the horizon as well coming up. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there, meeting people, playing. But I do need to get back to that painting table because those models are not going to paint themselves. But I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone else is up to. And I will catch you all soon. Okay, toodaloo.
Hi, Matthew. It's Sean here from Stoke. First time caller, long time listener. Great show. Love the community. I love the contributions that you get from both hobby professionals and the average Joe like me. My hobby history, well, I go back to the dark ages of the late 80s, and I've gained just about everything that you will have ever heard of from Games Workshop through any other sci-fi or fantasy or historical games, role-playing games, usually into. The only thing I don't really do is computer games. I think I stopped at the Sega Mega Drive with the Sonic the Hedgehog. At the moment, I currently play almost exclusively Peter Pig historical games or Mantic games. I own just about everything Mantic do. Lots of company. Love what Ronnie Renton does and the team. Always happy to support whatever they've got going. Whether I get to play very regularly or not is another matter. And the same with Peter Pig, really, or a 15mm historical manufacturer who makes figures, write rules, and if you don't like games played on grids, then you might not be very interested in what I'm going to say, because almost everything that Peter Pig write is played on a grid using squares or hexes in the case of their American Civil War naval and pirate ships game. As a hobby update, then, for this month, I'm painting mainly Egyptians for the Sudan in the 1880s. That's relevant to Peter Pig's game, which is currently being play-tested, which is a rewrite of their patrols in the Sudan game. It's a small unit game with probably 3 or 4 units aside, but it's got some really innovative mechanics in it. The British are basically small platoon probably out patrolling in the desert, perhaps looking to set up a heliograph or rescue an officer or scout a village, and then the dervish are looking to interfere with that. And I'm painting an Egyptian force for that who will be pretty rubbish on the table, I guess, but will look lovely in their white uniforms and red fezes. But I'm nearly done with that. I'm a bit slow on it. Painting mojo comes and goes like with all of us. So they're on the go, not far from the done. I'm also painting some early First World War Germans for Peter Pig's game Square Bashing, which is simply one of the best games ever created. And I'll die on that hill after anybody wants to argue with me. And similarly, in June, there is Square Bashing Day at Battlefield Hobbies in Daventry, right in the middle of England, run by Simon Clark from the Burton Club. And a friend of mine, Aid, is currently printing a 15mm American army. So that'd be 1917, 1918. The Doughboys, I'm looking forward to getting hold of that. Printing, 3D printing is a bit of a mystery to me. It seems like black magic or voodoo, but I'm sure something good will come from that. And finally, I've just received through the post Fort Sumter. I am an American Civil War nut. It's not the real Fort Sumter, obviously. It's a model of Fort Sumter produced by Peter Pig. They released it probably, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago, and I've wanted one ever since. And I finally took the plunge and bought it. So I'm doing research on how that would have looked in the mid-1860s. And when I get it done, I'll push the picture up and hopefully start to engage with the community a bit more now. I found you on Discord, so I'll get involved on that side. Keep up the great work. It's really my favourite tabletop hobby podcasts that I listen to at the moment. There's a great range and breadth of subjects that you talk about, and the guests that you get on are incredibly inspiring and usually lead to me spending some more money. So let's keep up the good work and hopefully speak to you soon. Thank you.
Do you have 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds, to tell me how and where you typically listen to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast? If so, find our micro survey over at bedroombattlefields.com/fast, tick a couple of boxes, and you'll have helped your old pal out here immensely. That's bedroombattlefields.com/fast, F-A-S-T, and now back to the show.
Hello, this is Darren Nerad from the Discord, calling in from California with a hobby update. It's been a few months since I've called in because I went through a bit of a lull last few months. I can't quite remember why, but I finished some stuff and just didn't really know what to do next. I got a little stuck trying to finish some models from the newer version of Dungeon Saga, and I realized I just don't like them. They're these some kind of weird evil elf type lady figs, and then these like kind of chaos dwarfy figures, and you know what, they're just kind of annoying to paint. So anyway, that paused me for a while, but now I've painted a unit of Beastman, and I'm starting on another small half unit. Working on that, I've been working on some elves, another unit of elf archers from Oathmark, and doing a bunch of different metal hero models from Oathmark. Those are really great. All the kind of the kings and the witches and the hero models for Oathmark are great and fun to paint. And then I find myself I painted a kraken. This kind of like a D&D model, a big huge squid basically, and a hook horror, another D&D monster. So I painted a few monsters, and a couple of new developments with my gaming. Number one, which is great, is that I've joined a D&D game on Thursday nights on Zoom or Discord, and that's awesome. Been going about 5 or 6 sessions now. I'm really enjoying that. I get to play rather than DM in the Dolmenwood setting. It's really fun. And then the other thing is that I kind of splurged and I bought a new game called Guards of Traitor's Toll that is from the UK. So it's shipping from there, taking forever. And it's this kind of, I don't know, some of you will know more about it than me, but it's got a bunch of cards and some specialized dice, and basically you play like fantasy cops, fantasy, you know, town guards, and you go around and try to like, there's kind of random crimes happen or random problems happen. You go around and try to like sort of solve the problems without like pissing off the people of the city too much. So what you do is you set up kind of a town square, a miniature town square to play in, like a 3x3. So the box comes with a whole bunch of like townspeople miniatures, a bunch of like kind of civilian non-combatant miniatures. And I already have a bunch of those. So I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to getting that in a few weeks. In the meantime, I'm kind of like pulled out all my like sort of villager type of miniatures, and I've been touching them up a little bit. Some of those are really old. I was gluing them, a bunch of them, just some bigger bases. And I was like, oh, this is 1983 TSR model. Oh, this is a 1992. You know, Rapham or Ralpartha miniature. So that was kind of fun. And anyway, I think I've rambled way too long, so I'm going to let you all go, but hope everyone's doing well. And thanks for the podcast as always. Cheers.
Greetings, everyone. Mark Snacklewolf from the Discord. Updates, working on more epic Warpath Marauders, and I'll drop pics of those when they're completed. But what really has my tail wagging is what I've nearly finished, and that is the last of 48 infantry from the Lord of the Rings Battle of Edoras box set. Once the archers of Rohan are completed, I will only have the heroes remaining from the set. We plan on playing the Burn the City scenario. I'm really excited for it. And I know if I buckle down and finish the heroes, at least the ones on foot, you know, the game would be more interesting and enjoyable to play. But we'll see. We're really eager to give it a go. On the note of, you know, hill tribesmen burning and looting, I'm wondering if I would enjoy the game Pillage. It certainly seems aligned with my gaming aspirations. The hobby element looks fun. I may ask all of you about that on the Discord, see if you recommend it. And I will certainly post my archers when they are done for your entertainment and hopefully your inspiration. I hope my meager progress is as enjoyable and inspiring for all of you as yours is for me. That's it. Best wishes and happy gaming from Central California.
Hi, Matthew. Martin here, Martin S. on the Discord, with my answer to the question of the month, hobby update. At the moment, there's a bit of figure prep on the go. I'm still winding through some mass rebasing of 15mm biblical era troops. That's nearing the end. Seems to have taken forever. I've also got some 28mm M4 orcs slowly making progress. And lots of other small projects or irons in the fire. However, the main distraction was, despite my vow to avoid acquiring any more stuff, I've picked up a 15mm Polynesian Islander force from a small company called Mick Yarrow Miniatures in Yorkshire. This is because there's a tournament being announced early August in Gloucestershire. And the theme for that is Americas and Pacific. So any DBA army from North, South America, all of the Pacific. So it was too tempting. So they'll get a rapid paint job. Should be relatively simple. They're mainly skin, hair, and some sort of grass skirt by the look of them. Shouldn't take long. The other tournament-related stuff going on, I ran my own DBA tournament last Saturday, which went well. And I'm working towards another tournament, which I'm attending in middle of May, which is a 15mm DBA matched pairs tournament. You take a pair of armies, which were historical enemies, and your opponent picks which one of the two he wants to use. Well, that should be exciting. Always good. I usually see lots of strange things turn up. Armies which wouldn't normally see the light of day during open tournaments. I've also got a 28mm Dragon Rampant tournament to go to in Nuneaton, run by the Coventry Scimitars. They're a good bunch, and it's always worth going to that. Taking a friend from Farnborough, so it's going to be a bit of a long day with lots of driving, but get four games in, should be worth it. As always, many thanks for the blog, the newsletter, and the podcasts. I look forward to hearing what the other guys are up to. Many thanks. Cheers.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed here from Sussex on the Bedroom Battlefields Discord. Just calling in with my hobby update for April. So April has been about two things. It's been about second edition 40K and about Blood Bowl. Blood Bowl first, because that's probably the quicker and easier one to do. I'm just started running a Blood Bowl league at my local club, which started on Sunday, just gone. I'm running my Dark Elf team. So got in a couple of practice games and repainted the bases to make it a little bit clearer for people to see which position all switch. And played the first game of the league on Sunday, which was a 0-0 draw, bit of a messy game. But I was pretty exhausted from a very busy day of gaming on Saturday, which is really where the heart of my hobby update really is, because I spent this month trying to get everything prepped, scenery painted, rules checked, lists written, surprises come up with, as I GM'd a big game of second edition 40K. We played a game on an 18-foot by 4-foot board with six players aside, each player controlling about 1,000 points. plus some psychers, plus some extra models, which I had brought along to come on as reinforcements at various points in the game, including an orc stomper and some space marines that teleported in, along with various assassin characters and all sorts. We played four turns over, the game itself probably lasted 5 to 6 hours, plus setup and breakdown, so that's 7.5 hours all total. Yeah, and it was a fantastic day of gaming. Lots of fun was had by everyone. Jay and Adrian and Clem from the Discord all came and joined in, and I think they had a good time too, alongside a group of old Hammer, sort of Hero Hammer players from my local club. So yeah, it was a big affair. Took lots of organising, but once it was all underway and on the day, it really ran itself very smoothly. Having me as the GM and not as a player, I think, made a big difference to that, because it just meant we could sort of step in and, you know, give rules clarifications, rulings, that sort of thing. Help keep people focused and keep the game moving. In terms of the result, it was a really tight game. To be honest with you, it was probably a result, as on the table, was probably more or less a draw. You know, we weren't scoring points the way my club runs narrative games, as we look at the table afterwards and we decide what the balance of play is in terms of, you know, missions achieved and, you know, how much of your army you have left, all that kind of stuff. You know, what was the narrative of the game? That's really how we decide victories and losses in our club. And so I did the same thing. The central battle, which was based around a landing pad, the Orcs probably just about had the edge on it, and there are other places where the Marines just about, you know, had an edge. So it was really a draw. So I needed a tiebreaker, and I'd made a joke earlier in the day about stealing biscuits from each other's plates of biscuits, because both the attackers and defenders had a plate of biscuits. And Jay, actually, from the Discord, successfully stole 5 biscuits from the Imperial defenders. So that's what decided the battle. The Orcs took the biscuits and decided a close fought battle day, and great fun was had all around. I'm looking forward to running the next one next year already. Already got some ideas running around in my head. Anyway, thanks very much, and hope you all have a great day. Cheers.
Hello, Bedroom Battlefields crew. Just a quick update to say that for the month of April, it's mostly been Necromunda, Necromunda, and more Necromunda. I've got my Goliaths mostly painted, a few more still to go. Working on Escher, finishing up some rat skins, trying to narrow down the paint schemes for the Cawdor, and trying to collect some of the missing Vansar. I was very lucky that a nearby yard sale was selling some old Warhammer miniatures. Got a few of them and got some Vansar there. A couple of repeats, but, you know, different paint job, different hair color. It all works. But yes, I hope that this time next month I can report on the first couple of games of my Purge the Underhive campaign, in which the Ecclesiarchy and the Sisters of the Withered Rose try and do something about all those heretics downstairs in Necromunda.
Huge thanks to everyone who submitted a clip throughout the month of April 2026. And if you'd like to submit a clip this month, you could do so by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. All right, now on to my own hobby progress then. So I played a game of Hobgoblin with the good Dr. Spork recently, and you'll not be surprised to learn that Lord Marshal Dick Longfellow was once again on the losing side. We played the Burn 'Em Out scenario from the Hobgoblin book, and unfortunately I couldn't stop the tavern or the brewery from being destroyed by the undead. Nevertheless, it was a really fun game with lots of cinematic moments, and as ever, I look forward to the next one. Dick will rise again, mark my words. He will. I also want to say thanks to Callum for bringing me some of his excellent 3D printed hills, which I'm looking forward to getting a start on. I've got my green spray paint and PVA glue ready. I just need to get down the beach with the wee one this weekend to collect some sand. So I'll undoubtedly have some pictures for the Discord in the coming weeks, and I'm looking forward to introducing some elevation to what has been a very Dutch tabletop up until now. Whilst we're on the subject of thanks as well, I'll give another one to listener Mark, who very kindly sent me his copies of Hero Kids and RPG Kids after hearing me talk about Amazing Tales on a recent episode. These games and their adventure packs that come along with them are designed for kids aged 4 to 7, and I'm really looking forward to trying them out with my daughter. So thanks again for that, Mark. I really do appreciate it. And off the back of this, I went and bought a book of maps from Hero Forge. This is a ring-bound hardback that you can open up and sit on the table in front of you, and you could choose from any one of the 30 fantasy maps in the book. So you've got everything from campsites and beaches to snow and lava rivers. And they're gridded with like 1-inch squares that runs 12 by 16. And it makes for a really brilliant sort of travel RPG or miniature game setup. So if your interest is piqued, I'll have a picture and a link in the next edition of the Minigamer newsletter, which you could find at bedroombattlefields.com/email. And finally, on the painting table, I just finished up my 3 Ralparther dragons for my 15mm hobgoblin armies. I did a really simple minimalist paint job on each, but I'm really pleased with how they turned out. And I also painted another 2nd edition Space Marine and another completely made up 90s football kit inspired scheme. And I'll keep doing so until I run out of Space Marines or until someone stops me. Alright, that is it for this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Actually, one last thing. I've got a tiny wee favour to ask. You might have heard me talking about this on the last episode. But if you could spare me 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds, to let me know how you typically listen to this podcast, then I would massively appreciate it. You could do so by going to bedroombattlefields.com/fast. And there's just 2 boxes to check there. Like I say, it'll take less than 10 seconds probably. And I would massively appreciate if you're able to do that. That link again is bedroombattlefields.com/fast. All right, that literally is it now, I promise. Thanks as always for listening, and I look forward to catching up again on the next one.